term.
That messiness can come in handy if you're running for president. You can define the term pretty much any way you want, and then offer up some economic policies you call progressive. Emily Tisch Sussman is with the left-leaning Center for American Progress Action Fund. She says both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton call themselves progressives on health care. Tisch Sussman says Clinton is tackling drug prices.
A piece of that is allowing the government to negotiate with drug companies on Medicare and Medicaid.
Tisch Sussman says Sanders is opting for universal health care funded by the government.
He's saying, let's get to a place where we can have all single payer.
Clinton and Sanders also advocate a higher minimum wage and government help with college tuition. Sanders wants it to be free. But is any of this doable? Not if you ask David Caputo.
So I think both of them are overstating their case in terms of what they might be able to get done.
Caputo is a professor of political science at Pace University. He will be watching the debate tonight, but has no prediction on how many times the word progressive will pop up. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
17. I think it's going to pop up 17 times. All right, a little bouncy on Wall Street today. Things ended pretty close to where they started, though. We'll have the details when we do the numbers. We're bringing you stories from El Paso, Texas this week for our election year series, My Economy. El Paso is a place where a lot of people split their lives between the U.S. and Mexico.
I work here and Juarez is more better.
How come?
Because, like, the dollar in Juarez is more.
You get paid in dollars and you spend money in pesos.
Yeah.
And when you run a small business in the borderland like this guy does, you have to worry not just about our economy, but the Mexican economy as well.
I'm living the American dream, but it's a break-even American dream. We have one strong variable going on against all of us, and that's the devaluation of the peso or the appreciation of the dollar, whichever way you want to look at it.
In El Paso, in a very real sense, the local economy is the global economy. So today, what it's like to live in that economy.
The life and the kind of job that I want.
Prosperity.
Providing for your children.
My head above water.
My economy.
My economy.
My economy.
Thing is, when you're doing a story about the average person's everyday economy, sometimes the only way to do it...
Hello, sir. How are you?
How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you.
Is to just go talk to random people on the street. Millions of people cross the Paso del Norte bridge between El Paso and Juarez every year, tens of thousands in a day. And one of those people while we were there was Eusebio Martinez.
Tell me what you do. Tell me about yourself.
I live right here in El Paso. I work at Sam's Club.
How long have you been doing that?
5 years.
Eusebio is an American citizen. He's 44 years old, born and raised in El Paso. He makes $11 an hour at Sam's Club, and he is one of thousands of people in this city who lives life between two countries.
Well, how come you're coming across?
I went to visit my wife. She lives at Juarez.
Your wife lives in Juarez, you live here?
Yeah, she was deported, so we're waiting for the lawyer to get papers right now and everything to bring her back.
We'd stopped him coming back into El Paso after visiting his wife Maria in Juarez. She's not an American citizen, but she had lived here since she was 4 years old until she was deported back in August after getting caught by immigration after a traffic stop. So anyway, Eusebio goes to visit her, and then he walks back home to El Paso in time for a shift at Sam's Club with waits at the border that can be as long as 4 hours. And he does it every single day. I wanted to know what that part of this kind of economic life is like. So the next afternoon, I walked over to Juarez myself. Getting into Juarez is kind of a breeze. You pay, I guess you'd call it a transit fee.
Hi, there are four of us. How much do we have to pay?
$3, there you go.
And then once you're off the bridge, you're on Calle Juarez.
PC 51 Puente Internacional Paso del Norte is what it says as you cross the border. Just like that, you're in Mexico.
It's a loud, wide, dusty main street. It's lined with cheap pharmacies, small shops and bars and restaurants, music playing all the while. The city's reputation precedes it, of course, but the murder rate in Juarez is nowhere near what it was just 3 or 4 years ago. It's not perfect, but it's safe enough to walk around for a bit.
How are you? Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Eusebio picked us up on a corner in his van. He took us to his wife Maria's house in Juarez, about a mile or so from the border. It used to be her grandmother's place. It's small. It's on a corner with stucco peeling off its walls.
Sorry for the mess.
Oh, please.